Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Hey, guess what?
What?
It's our 10th episode.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like
we've been talking on recording for 10 episodes?
10 whole episodes. I don't know what the traditional 10th anniversary is. We didn't make it that far yet, but...
Well, it's not 10 years. It's only 10
episodes. No, but it's like the same kind of idea.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, also, happy belated Thanksgiving to our American friends and listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Canada, our Thanksgiving was a long time ago, but, you know.
Yeah.
And it is Cyber Monday today.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, Cyber Monday today. Well, when you're listening to it, not when we're recording.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, so you can get out there and buy those buys and
exactly.
Shop those shops, hopefully online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also Cyber
Probably,
Monday, it's traditionally the thing.
Yeah.
But also,
safer.
You know, 2020.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so in honor of Cyber Monday and in honor of the festive season, we were doing some imaginary shopping.
Okay.
Yes, that's what our episode is about today. Imaginary Disney shopping, but not for us, because we do actual Disney shopping.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead, for some of our favorite villains. Yay! So we kind of are going to do a Secret Santa. Imagine us doing a Secret Santa for our favorite villains.
Yeah.
Or least favorite villains, depending on who we got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe help them be less villainous,
you know what? It is the season of giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it'll turn them around. I watched enough Christmas specials to know the right gift can turn a villain around.
Yeah. I mean, Scrooge was pretty villainous in his day.
Exactly.
And look at him now.
Exactly. Before we get to any of that, though, Brandon, what are we drinking?
Well, I'm going to open it right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So we're actually going to share this one. So it's a new drink that we're trying.
And which is why we're sharing it, in case we don't like it.
Maybe you want to pronounce that, because I don't want to get radio edited on that one.
No, it's just purpose.
Oh, okay. Oh, but it's with two, it's spelt funny.
Yeah.
With two U's.
Yeah, I think your eyes are playing tricks on you there.
Yeah. No, I just purpose.
Yeah, purpose. Yeah. And it's a vodka soda. Yeah, and this one is rosé flavored.
Rosé flavored.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh. Whoa, that's got some flavor to it. That's nice.
Mm.
I like it.
Mm.
Interesting.
Oh, my. That is... Actually, I like that, too.
Yeah. So,
but,
give purpose a shot. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the other question?
Uh-huh.
What kind of nerd thing are you into right now?
Well, last episode, I was saying that World of Warcraft was coming out, and that's pretty much all I've done. Ever since then, we're taking a short break to record the episode.
He literally was just doing dungeons.
Yeah, dungeons. That's what they're called. Yes.
Okay, and then left to come do this.
Yeah,
and is gonna go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Nice. My nerd thing is actually a Disney thing.
Mm.
I watched on Thursday, so like Thanksgiving night, I was watching a Disney Christmas special, the holiday fest. Thing. And then so it's just kind of like getting in
the
Christmassy
where they showed
spirit.
all the castles
mm-hmm,
lighting up and
mm-hmm.
some concerts from back in the day when they could
exactly.
have concerts
exactly and actually the castles lighting up was the highlight for me, except I didn't cry, but I got a little misty-eyed. See, they'd saved Disneyland for last, and it was the whole thing. It was really nice, so I like that one. And yeah, just like Christmassy stuff in general is good. That's my nerd thing. Before we go into the Mandalorian gut reaction, I want to give a shout out to someone.
Oh.
Yes. So we had someone who responded to our trivia from last episode. We were talking about Hamilton. We had someone who responded with 2 out of 3 correct answers. So shout out to Lindsay. She did better than you did.
Hooray. Wait.
But
you're not counting my one answer, which I will take offense to.
Well, you can take offense to it all you want. The wrong is wrong.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't even give you half marks on that, and I'm a very generous marker.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you have to stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear which ones were right and which ones were wrong. But
yes.
At the top of the show, I wanted to give a shout out to Lindsay.
Cool.
Yeah. So that brings us to Mandalorian. Okay. Episode 5, Season 2, Chapter 13. What did you think? Keep it as spoiler-free as possible.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Okay, spoiler-free. No spoilers. wow.
Yeah?
This one was for the Star Wars nerds, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
A big doozy of an episode. I like the style of it.
Mm-hmm.
The first intro scene was kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah.
There was even a funny tracking shot that really reminded me of Evil Dead.
Oh, cool.
And and then it kind of went into like a samurai style. Mm-hmm. And yeah, anyway, it was really cool. Lots of lore drops and references for yeah. for your Star Wars nerd. Like we've said before, we're kind of halfway there.
Yes. I've heard there's some deep stuff
from watching the bigger universe. So I think it still works if you don't know any of that stuff, which is what they have to tread that line.
Right.
But the thing about Star Wars you have to remember is that we were just dropped into that universe in that first movie. Yes. And that was the point of it. Mm-hmm. You didn't know Obi-Wan, so you don't need to know whoever.
Exactly.
So yeah, it just works. I think it works.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I really liked it. Kind of, how do I say this without spoilers? We knew we were going to see a particular character, loved that particular character, and made me very happy.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
That was very vague, right?
Sure. And it makes you want to watch more of the expanded universe.
Totally, yes. Totally. I was like, oh, it's Christmas movie watching season now. We have to squeeze in all this other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, if only we were stuck at home for months on end. Okay, so that brings us to the news. Disney A News Update.
So, the news. I'm going to keep it on the theme of Mandalorian, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Columbia Winterwear Company, they have their Star Wars collection every year. They've been doing this for a while. Probably their best one was the Battle of Hoth themed outerwear.
Hoth fits just, winter, yeah.
Yeah, but they had like a cool Han Solo jacket a Princess Leia jacket, and it was like spot on. But this year, they're doing Mandalorian themed collection, and they finally released what it looks like. And there's a jacket with like a vest combo thing, cool. So make it kind of look like his armor, and then there's of course children's wear that looks like Baby Yoda.
I'm okay. Can I just say how annoyed I am about that? Because I want the wear that looks like Baby Yoda for me, and I'm short, but I'm not that small.
No, yeah, I don't think it's in your size, unfortunately.
All the good stuff goes to.
But yeah, we're gonna have to take a look at that. They have some stuff that I might like, a nice little hoodie that kind of looks like his armor as well.
Yeah. And you like skiing, and you have your eye on what, like, that you thought
was
good.
Yeah, it was like a kind of like a balaclava gator type thing that looks like his helmet.
That's pretty cool.
Is the idea. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so you're going to have a little look at that. And when does that come out?
It releases on December 4th, but at midnight, so like the night of December 3rd.
Right.
Yeah, so it's probably going to sell out pretty quickly.
Right.
Stuff like that. Limited and then they'll edition.
Will they restock or once it's gone, it's gone?
I doubt that this is going to be a restock type of situation.
Okay. Well, I guess if you want it, then be up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. It's the way those type thing goes.
Yeah. Or sleep through it because you might want some, and then that's one less person competing for that. Okay.
Okay. And then the other news, also Star Wars related, I heard a wild rumor, but take this with a very large grain of salt.
Okay.
It's just an internet rumor, like people post crap on Facebook or something like that.
Okay, all right.
There's some rumblings that Disney might try to erase the sequel trilogy from the official canon, make it kind of like its own timeline and not be a real thing, kind of using timey-wimey stuff.
Timey-wimey?
Yeah. I don't know if I buy it. Like, what do you feel about that?
I hadn't heard this.
Yeah. It's a wild internet rumor.
I don't know. I think I would have to be more versed in the time jump time and like alternate worlds done before in order to see how it would work with that. I don't think I like it.
Okay.
I don't think I like it. I'd have to have more information about it. I mean, for what it's worth, whether you loved it or hated it, it did bring a conclusion to like Luke's story and things like that, and so completely removing it seems...
I probably like those movies more than most people, but the conclusion to Luke's story was probably the weakest part of it.
I agree, but there still was a conclusion to the story.
Yeah.
And Leia.
And
Han.
Yeah.
Like, you have your original three who get their stories wrapped up, whether you like it or hate it, they did do that, and so by removing it almost does a disservice to that. Not only that, it... I don't want to rant about this or anything like this, but it was a huge deal to have Rey be the center of all of this.
Yeah, I liked Rey.
And I liked Rey, and I liked Ben and everything like that, and that was a huge deal having that. So by removing that from the official canon or the official storyline or anything, it does a disservice to that as well. And saying like, you had this super badass female Jedi, but she doesn't actually matter.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I get we have other awesome female characters and stuff like that. I mean, you have your original Leia and everything, but it was a moment, and it takes it away from it. So I don't know. I'd have to read more information about that. Yeah,
and you have the little girls dressing up like Rey and
stuff. Oh my God.
You don't want to take that away. So
exactly.
I don't put any credence to this. I just thought it was an interesting rumor,
yeah.
Especially just watching the holiday special. Like, they're using the sequel characters in something
totally.
That just came out, so...
You're not putting a lot into it. It's just, it's interesting it's being talked about.
Well, you mean the angry internet nerds would love that, so...
Yes, right,
they're just very loud.
No, I find it interesting. I would want to know more about it, but that is an interesting question. What do you think about that? Like, how would you feel about it being removed?
I could take it or leave it. I think they just need to move on and tell other Star Wars stories and not worry about the Skywalkers anymore.
Right. Right, which was what they're doing with Mandalorian.
Yeah.
They
just forge ahead with the Disney Plus shows.
I like it.
And
or go, there are other cinematic retellings too. Like, I'm sorry, I maintain Rogue One is one of the best Star Wars movies ever made.
I like Rogue One a lot.
And there's no Skywalker in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
No, what you just got to do is say, hey, Dave Filoni, you're now the Kevin Feige of Star Wars, and go nuts.
I was going to say, Kate, you're hired, and go.
Yeah.
just tell us what you want to do.
And people seem to agree with that, so.
Yeah. All right, cool. Also, I know it's your news turn, but I was all Christmas nerdy. So I actually have one. There is, you know how I said I was watching the last holiday special? Well, there's actually tonight is a Disney family holiday sing-along.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And now, did you ever watch the original sing-along series, like the VHSs kind of thing?
What do you think?
Okay, well, I watched... the actual sing-along series.
I was not a singer. Am not a singer.
I watched them for fun. In fact, this last spring when we had to cancel our Disneyland trip, I watched the Disneyland Fun one and sent you clips, and you were unimpressed with me about that.
Right.
Splash Mountain is worth watching.
Except the only time I'm a singer is if I've had a lot of whiskeys and watching Hamilton.
That's true.
If you listen to our last
episode. If you want to hear Brandon sing parts, that's exactly what you're going to hear. Oh, there's so many people in this one. Adam Lambert, Katy Perry, Kermit and Miss Piggy, which is kind of my favorite thing.
Oh, wait.
Michael Bublé. It looks like they're doing some Disney songs. They're doing some Christmas songs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and I mean, I love those old sing-along ones, so this is like a much probably updated better version of that.
Right.
Although, I maintain, watch the Splash Mountain thing from the Disneyland Fun sing-along songs.
Or not.
Yeah, do it. You will never... be able to unsee it, and it is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good. Good might not be the right word, but it's something.
Okay. Some Star Wars stuff, some Christmas stuff. Tis the season.
Yeah. You know what we should probably do? An episode about Star Wars Christmas stuff.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a couple Star Wars Christmas life day things.
Yes.
Which does take place in November.
It's true.
But
it's Christmassy.
That's just because they released it in November originally.
Yeah. But that's okay. I think we should probably talk about that in December sometime.
Okay.
Maybe like we have on the schedule.
That sounds good to me.
All right. But that's not today. Today we're talking Disney villain Christmas buying. So let's get to that main segment.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Disney A grab bag. Okay, so like we said at the top of the show, today we're talking Christmassy stuff.
Oh, well, you know, this is a big weekend,
or
we just passed a big weekend in our southern neighbors' neck of the woods with the whole Thanksgiving thing.
Yep.
And the biggest tradition of Thanksgiving, I think, they've exported it anyway, is the big shopping day known as Black Friday.
Yep. Not only have they exported it, but they exported it and then we lengthened it too. We've had Black Friday sales for like over a week now.
We've already bought Black Friday sales 2 weeks ago. Anyway.
Yeah.
The point is that since it's such a big shopping day and we're getting excited for Christmas, we thought we'd do something a little special this week.
Right.
And have a little secret Santa.
But not for each other.
Not for each other. No, that would be silly.
That was ridiculous.
No, for someone who could use some joy and cheer.
Yeah, some
and
goodwill.
Some Christmas spirit.
Yeah. In other words, Disney villains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What we did is we took a number of classic animated Disney villains. imagine those who died didn't die.
And they're still alive. Yeah. I mean, no one dies in Disney except for Uncle Ben.
Or I was going to say, or Mufasa.
No.
Just Uncle
He's
Ben.
He's fine.
Oh.
He comes back as Darth Vader.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? It's just the Disney universe.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Great.
It's magical. So we imagine that we were going to be giving some gifts to these Disney villains. And what we've done is we took their names, and we actually have a stocking here.
Yeah, a little stocking. Oh.
That's me mixing up
the
papers
them up.
In the
yep,
stocking.
Yep. So we don't know who we're going to get.
Nope.
So we have to have some good gift ideas.
Right.
Maybe for everybody.
Maybe a couple, two or three gift ideas, something like that.
Yeah.
Different price points,
I mean, they're probably on the naughty list. They don't deserve too much more than that.
Right. Yeah. But they probably don't get very many gifts at all or any.
Yeah.
So
well, and that's why they're so villainous.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And we have no idea what either of us said.
Of course not.
Because
that would be silly.
That would be silly. Mm-hmm. All right. I think you should pick first.
Okay. Let's see. Let's see what we got here.
The rubbing your hands together in glee with...
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Let's see if I can read your writing.
Oh, yes, my beautiful penmanship.
Oh, my goodness. It is the worst pirate of all time.
Uh-oh.
Captain Hook.
But we have heard of him.
That's a different pirate.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Captain Jack is a better pirate.
He is such a better pirate.
Than Captain Hook.
So much better.
Captain Jack has not been defeated by a little boy.
No. Or a crocodile.
Well he might have been. We don't know.
Right.
We haven't seen his whole story, so.
Okay, so you drew for Captain
Hook. Okay, so I'm going shopping for Captain Hook. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to buy Captain Hook a smartwatch.
Okay.
He's lost his timepiece.
He has.
And, you know, captains have a lot of things to keep track of, so a smartwatch might help keep him organized.
Right.
And the wrist strap probably will make it more difficult to be eaten by a crocodile.
Right.
Yeah, that
would be good. You're not going to have that ticking either.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the ticking is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of drives him insane.
Yeah, exactly. So of course, he hasn't replaced his regular watch.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so...
That's a good idea.
Nice little smartwatch
like
for
it.
Captain Hook.
Mm-hmm.
He can put it on his good hand.
That's a good idea.
And the other thing I'm going to buy Captain Hook is some fencing lessons. He's a grown man.
Yeah.
And he is soundly defeated repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
By a young lad.
Even when the young lad doesn't fly, he still beats Captain
Hook. Yeah, I mean, the young lad doesn't grow up, so he has had some experience, but still, it's kind of pathetic.
Right, like, Captain Hook also lives in Neverland.
Just your reach alone, you should be able to defeat the young boy. Yeah,
stabby stab.
Yeah, just, like, come on. And my final gift, like, is this is a big one. But, Captain Hook likes the ocean.
Yep.
But I think the pressures of leadership and being a captain have gotten to him. So I'm going to buy him a Disney cruise.
Ooh.
So he can kick back and relax on the open water and get back to what he loves about that ocean.
Right. Instead of just being defeated by...
A little boy. Yeah.
Right. He gets to refocus.
Yeah. And, like, just enjoy himself.
Whoa, that's a pretty generous gift.
Yeah. Well, Captain Hook's not a bad guy. I think he's just had a rough time. And he's stressed out.
You know one thing I like about Captain Hook? I think he's fabulous. And so I would probably get him to go along with that. Plus, maybe to make him feel a little bit better about his situation, I think the dude needs some alligator skin boots.
Well, yeah, or a crocodile probably would be better.
Well, yes, but, you know, I thought that might be a little too close, since it's the crocodile who chases him and things like that. It might make the crocodile extra angry.
Yeah, he does have quite a nice little style to him.
Right?
So
He's pretty fabulous.
He could probably pull off.
Totally could pull it off.
Pull it off, yeah.
And I don't think he'd be too concerned with, like... any kind of morality questions about that, you know, what with the whole trying to stab little boys and stuff.
Yeah,
he'd be okay with it.
Yeah, he'd be fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be like a similar to the crocodile, but not exactly the same, to make the crocodile angrier.
Okay, well, if you had had him, you could have bought those.
But I didn't.
But I like mine better.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, which is good, because you had him.
Yeah.
Yeah, very okay. good.
So okay, it's your turn.
So it's my turn. So here's, I'm shaking up the stocking. Let's see. I have, ooh, I got Maleficent.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we're talking animated Maleficent here now.
Yeah,
none of this
of course.
Ridiculous.
Not Angelina Jolie
yeah,
with her
we'll talk,
cheekbones.
Yeah, we will talk live action maybe later in December or something like that. But we're talking animated Maleficent. So if I had Maleficent, there's a couple options. First of all, you know her bird that she always has following around, like Diablo,
yeah,
the raven.
Diablo.
Yeah, I think that because of Diablo, she would be compelled. She wouldn't want a lot of people to know about it, but she'd be pretty happy to have a donation made in her name to a world bird sanctuary.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, to adopt a bird. Specifically, ravens get a bad rap.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
She's one of the villains that she likes animals.
Exactly.
And I appreciate that about her.
Yes,
that makes
exactly,
sense. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So I think that would be an option for her.
Okay.
You know, maybe a new cape would always be something
okay.
something good. She has a pretty fabulous cape as well, speaking of fabulous characters.
Yeah, yeah.
With the spiking and stuff like that. But the big one that I would get for her, maybe to go along with the new cape, I think she needs like a year supply of purple eyeshadow.
Uh-huh.
The woman wears a lot of eyeshadow.
Yeah, and that stuff's not cheap.
Exactly. Yeah. She must go through a lot. And so I figured we'd go along
like
with her
to
new
cut
cape.
Through the green.
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly.
Okay.
So she has to get a large quantity of purple eyeshadow. So I kind of had the cape and purple eyeshadow be like a joint gift.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. And then so my third option for her would be is a little bit of a smaller one.
Mm.
When she turns into a dragon, she's defeated by magical sword, right?
Mm. Yeah.
I think she needs to have a book about dragon mythology through the years.
Yeah.
To turn into a dragon with maybe less of a weak spot for magic swords.
The dragons do seem to have weak spots.
Right?
I blame Tolkien for this.
Yeah. Basically, I think she could do a little bit of research on it. So next time she morphs into a giant dragon that breathes fire.
Right.
She doesn't have an obvious weak spot that's very Tolkien-esque.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So not like well, not quite as grand as a cruise, mind you, but useful.
Oh. See, going through my list for Maleficent, I was going to get her a spin class. gift certificate for a spin class.
Because, oh,
yeah? You know, like spinning wheel.
Spinning wheel.
Yeah. I don't know. I just
I was going to say you didn't mean a bike, though.
I thought it fit. I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
I like it. Yeah. Very nice. Okay, cool. Your turn again.
Oh, boy. I'm excited.
So we had Captain Hook, we had Maleficent. Who are you going to get now?
Oh, yes. Excellent.
What's that?
Oh, Radigan.
I'm so glad.
Oh,
you
yes.
got Radigan.
Okay, well, so The Great Mouse Detective is probably one of the most highly underrated Disney movies of all
probably
time.
Probably one of your favorites.
And I absolutely love it. Just the Sherlock Holmes references and the just everything about it is just wonderful. So Radigan, he's a tough guy to buy for, you know. He's a pretty classy dude.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little crazy, but classy.
Definitely. Very dashing.
Dashing, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah. I thought maybe something a little cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese of the Month Club for Mr. Professor Radigan.
Radigan.
Mice and rats love cheese.
That's true.
At least according to movies.
Mm-hmm.
The real ones, they prefer Rice Krispies, actually.
Oh,
but
yeah. You've had pet mice.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought Cheese of the Month Club.
Nice.
I have been a part of a Cheese
That's
of the
true.
Month Club.
Yeah, a local one.
And it's awesome. So I thought he would appreciate that anyway.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And then I was going to buy him a tailored suit. He's a guy who wants respect.
Right.
He's tired of the negative stereotypes about rats, and he just wants to look good. And what's better than a rat about town in a well-fitted suit? I think that would be lovely.
Right.
And finally, I'm going to buy him a classic, the board game Mousetrap. I feel he would really like putting together that Rube Goldberg device. And,
That's
of course,
true.
Trapping the mice at
of
the
course.
End of the game. Yes.
I mean, he basically creates a giant mouse trap in the
Exactly.
movie.
Yeah. I think that's a family-friendly classic board game that Radigan would appreciate.
Would he play with all of his henchmen?
Yeah.
How about Felicia the Cat?
Yeah, well, he's another villain that likes his animals.
He's got a little bell to call. It's very cute. And he's calls her the princess. Oh, no, he's so cute. I went small and classic for my thought for him.
Well, you didn't get him.
I didn't get him, but I think I like my idea. I think I could do better. Although yours are pretty good. I think I would get him the complete works of Sherlock Holmes.
Ah.
Because I think he would need a little, he needs a little help trying to defeat Basil.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he may get some inspiration on how to do that. Like, maybe be a step ahead of him that way.
Yeah, like, maybe learn a little bit from Moriarty.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I'm thinking that.
Okay.
Again, I'm a fan of helping the villains do some research, apparently.
Yeah, they do have some classic problems,
right?
With that,
so I think Complete Works of Sherlock Holmes.
Okay, so let's go with your turn now.
Okay, I think mine was a pretty good idea for Ratigan. Let's see who I have for the Evil Queen from Snow White. Okay, all right. So the original villainess.
Yes.
Yes.
The OG of the bad set.
Of the bad apples.
Sorry.
Speaking of apples.
Yeah.
I would give her a Fruit of the Month Club membership.
Oh.
Like her Cheese of the Month Club, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm going Fruit of the Month Club. I think she needs to branch out from apples.
Yeah.
Right?
Like maybe some tropical fruit.
Well, yeah. Or... So I actually did find... I was like, is this even a thing that exists?
Oh.
Of course it is. There's an apple of the... There are apple of the month club, and there's fruit of the month club, and there's ones where you can do, like, an apple of the month club, but then you can, like, choose to get a tropical, like, or an unusual fruit thrown in or something.
Okay.
I think she needs to...
Expand her horizons. Different methods of poisoning people.
Exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Besides, you stick to the same MO, you're going to get caught time and time again.
Yeah, that's
and then,
true.
You know, the boulder falls in. And yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So... this way, you know, she's going to maybe get away with a little bit more.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so that was my first choice. And then my next choice is, you know, what does she do with her magic mirror when she's off traveling around as the old crone?
Hmm.
She needs a handheld pocket-size mirror.
Is it still magic?
Of course.
Oh, excellent.
It's like the one from Shrek that you got the little one that you can hold up and stuff like that.
That's
yeah.
where Shrek got it from.
Exactly.
Oh.
But she needs the travel size one instead of just leaving it in her castle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking for the Evil Queen.
Awesome. Well, if I had selected...
Which you didn't.
No, I didn't. But I think the perfect gift for the Evil Queen would have been a DVD box set of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because who else can compete with that kind of narcissism and vapidness other than the Kardashians?
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, we're bringing the Evil Queen into, like, modern times,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah. I think she would be a perfect Kardashian, actually.
Yeah, fit right in there. With her eyebrows.
Yeah, her eyebrows.
I thought you were going to go box out of RuPaul.
No.
In the drag race? No. Like Kardashians.
Kardashians, yeah. No, right. RuPaul's a little more wholesome.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. So, your turn again. Let's see who you've got this time.
Okay, I'm excited. Gift-giving is fun.
Gift-giving is fun. It's my favorite thing, actually.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm really bad at... I gave Brandon his Christmas present early just so I could go buy him another Christmas present.
It's true. This happens almost every year,
Almost every year. I'm like, I'm going to be organized and get him his present early, but then I can't wait to give it to him. So.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got Scar.
Oh.
Ooh.
He's a toughie.
He is a tough. He's like, what do you buy from the lion that has everything?
Exactly.
Except the crown.
Oh.
Oh, burn. I'm actually going to be a little silly here.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Buy Scar some catnip. He's pretty crazy as is, but I would love to see him just going ham on some catnip.
Oh boy.
Don't you think that would be pretty sweet?
I'd be a little terrified, actually.
Yeah. I mean, you'd want to throw it and run,
right?
But I think that's a good idea.
Or get the hyenas to deliver it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And along with his catnip, I'm going to buy him a 2021 day planner.
Okay.
So he can be prepared.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's right. I went there.
Oh, that's my favorite so far. Oh, so good.
And along with his day planner, I'm going to buy him a Shakespeare bobblehead.
Wait, we're on the Shakespeare
thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's gonna paw at it. He's
of
little,
course.
Little kitties. Yeah. And make the bobblehead go.
Uh-huh.
And while it's bobbling and he's kind of shaking his head at mm-hmm. him, he can figure out what a ham he's let himself become.
Oh, boy.
I'm very punny.
Oh, yes. That was adorable. So funny.
Okay. Can you do better for Scar?
Well, you know, my big one is, you know those genealogy family history things?
Yeah.
I figure he needs a gift certificate to do that.
Ancestry.com?
Ancestry, something along those lines, right? Couple reasons. Mm. He's very concerned with bloodlines.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You see the reference to maybe a historical figure who was also like that. And also, I really want to know what his name is before he got the scar across his face. Like, was he just like, oh, we're going to call you Scar, and then they gave him a scar?
Yeah, that is an interesting question.
Right? So, I think
it's a nickname. Maybe his name is like Cornelius or something.
Right, or maybe it's been passed down through the family.
And they just like scar their children as they're born?
Well, I was thinking more he had a traditional name before the scar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess...
My favorite's the day planner.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, my turn... We've only got a... I guess we have a few left.
We have a few left, yeah.
Okay, so let's see who I have. No one shops like Gaston.
No.
Opens gifts like Gaston. I can't rhyme any more words like that. So, I only have a couple ideas for Gaston here.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, he's a pretty
He's
cool
got a lot
dude.
Already.
Yeah, he's got most everything that
I'm not
you
about
want,
to buy the dude a new musket or anything like that.
No,
he's very particular about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did... that I would buy him a gold encrusted mirror because after all he is his own favorite subject. And it would need to be gold because he's just that impressed with himself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then my other thought for him would be, again with a year's supply of food, it's got to be eggs. Dude has to eat a lot of eggs.
Yes.
Yeah. Or going along with that, his own chickens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be a good idea. Some chickens, right?
He could
raise his own egg-laying hens.
Exactly. Because
like
he goes through six...
5 dozen eggs.
Yeah, exactly. And then six dozen eggs.
Mm. That's a lot of eggs.
It is.
That's a lot of eggs.
Yeah. Because I didn't think you'd actually physically want to wrap a barge for him or anything like that. So let's get him the eggs.
No, he's the size of a barge.
Right.
He doesn't need a barge.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Let's get him the eggs so he can maintain that size.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
So I was going to subscribe him to Tinder Premium.
What?
Well, he's a really thirsty guy. Like really thirsty. So I thought maybe if we exposed him to something outside of his little provincial town.
Right. The little provincial life that he lived.
Yeah. He might, like, get over his fixation on Belle. Like,
right.
There's a whole world of ladies out there.
Right, yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought some Tinder time for him.
That is so considerate of
you,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the three village women who, like him so much.
Yeah, but, like...
But I know, it's the same small town. He needs to
broaden his
Tinder horizons.
Tinder horizons.
Oh, my
goodness.
He could
just love posting those shirtless, flexing pics.
That's true.
And, yeah.
Pointing at his latest kill over the fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that would fit him very well.
That's actually a good one.
I'm pretty good at this, aren't
you
I?
You are pretty good at
this.
I'm actually a little concerned by how considerate you are to these villains.
Well, I'm trying to help them, so maybe they won't be so villainous.
That's very kind of you.
I'm
yes.
spreading Christmas joy.
Good, that's good. That's,
yeah.
That's so festive of you.
Okay.
Okay, your turn.
All right.
I'm still laughing at Tinder.
Okay, who do I got? Oh! Lady Tremaine,
ooh.
Who we learned
mm-hmm.
was the wicked stepmother
mm-hmm.
in Cinderella.
Yes.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, it was a trivia question.
Yeah, that was a fail on my part. But
yeah.
Okay. For Lady Tremaine, I'm going to start off by getting her a cleaning service. Like,
that's a good idea.
I understand. She married rich, and she got this huge house as part of her inheritance,
yep.
and she doesn't know what to do with it. But I'm going to tell her that there's more efficient ways... than putting your stepdaughter into indentured servitude.
That is considerate of you to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, you're employing people, so you're boosting the economy
right?
as well. Like,
right?
It's just a win-win all around.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I'm kind of like Gaston. I'm going to get her a subscription to CougarLife.com. She has to realize that, you know what? Yes, her former husband has passed on, but she's still eligible and can get out there.
She's an elegant lady.
She does not have to rely on living vicariously through her awkward daughters.
Yes.
She's a catch. She's rich.
She's and more she's of a catch than her daughters.
Pretty classy lady, aside from the, you know, whole evil thing.
Right,
but,
right, except for that.
But yeah, cougarlife.com.
You know what? Maybe we should hook up Lady Tremaine and Gaston.
They might be a good match. Right? You never know.
Right?
And finally, this one's not as nice of a gift as those other two, but I'm going to buy her the special edition of Tom Hooper's Cats movie. She loves cats.
Lucifer.
And, yeah, her cat Lucifer, yeah, which is a great name for a cat.
Totally great name for a cat.
But, yeah, we're going to subject her to that terrible, terrible movie because she kind of deserves it.
So it's one of those things that seems like a nice gift, but really, I like those. I actually have a bit of a different idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My gift to her would actually be for her daughters. I think her daughters need to go to those debutante classes they have in, like, the southern states.
It might help, yeah.
Right? I mean, Lady Tremaine's big thing, since she's, you know, widowed and everything, is she wants her daughters to marry well. Well, they are super hopeless.
Yeah.
So I think something like that is not going to hurt. And it would make them a little bit more eligible. So maybe she would, like, remove the stick from her rear end and relax a little bit, knowing that her daughters were then going to move forward and she wouldn't need to be so terrible to Cinderella.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, see, I'm trying to help them.
Yeah, you can, it's like...
Spreading the Christmas cheer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us, I think we only have a couple left.
Couple left, yeah.
Okay. So, that brings us, oh, yay, Ursula.
Ah.
I love Ursula.
Yes.
So I was...
Everyone's favorite sea witch.
You bet. So I only came up with a couple things for her, because really, woman has everything.
She does.
Right. I figured I'd get her a gift card for a sushi restaurant, so she stops wasting away to practically nothing. Plus, I think she's fine eating fish.
It would have to be an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant.
Of course.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like, a one-a-month thing for the whole year. And then the other one is I was thinking that she could use some voice lessons so she didn't need to worry about stealing everyone else's.
Well, you see, here's the thing. She needs to worry less about others and focus on herself.
Right.
Like,
She's a strong,
independent
exactly.
woman.
Exactly.
And you know
Octopus?
What?
Octopus.
Her villain song slaps.
It is the best villain. I think it's one of the best Disney songs, and that is an incredibly high bar.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And
so why is she stealing someone else's voice?
Yeah, she doesn't need to worry about other people.
Exactly.
She's built her own self up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the only thing is, you know, she doesn't wear much jewelry other than, of course, the necklace when she steals the voice and stuff like that. Is I'm trying to decide, she's so fabulous, she should, like, show it off some more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some jewelry or something like that. But then again, at the same time, maybe she's so fabulous she doesn't need jewelry.
No. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but definitely we got some voice lessons. Let's work on her confidence a little bit in that area.
Yeah.
And then, of course, sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take herself out for dinner.
Sounds good to me.
I like it.
So, my little thing in my back pocket for Ursula.
Yep.
I was going to buy her some high-quality waterproof lipstick. Because I don't think shellfish guts are really cutting it. I don't think that would work so well.
It's not going to stay on very long.
No.
Right.
So you just go out and get yourself some high quality.
You know what? I think in general, we just want Ursula to feel good about herself.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Let's get her some lipstick. Let's get her the voice lessons. Take herself out for a nice sushi dinner. She's fabulous.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think we hate Ursula very much, hey?
No, she's just misunderstood.
Yeah, right?
Well, she's shunned and... Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Okay. So, we got some good ideas for Ursula. That brings us to your turn.
Okay.
And this is the last one.
Uh-oh. So then I know who it is.
Yes.
That means I have the vizier, Jafar. What a fabulous villain Jafar is.
You know, there are a lot of keep saying the word fabulous. There are a lot of fabulous villains.
He's
very fabulous.
Yes, yes. So we'll have to get some gifts for him
that
go along with that fabulousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually get him a gift certificate to IKEA. They have a lovely selection of lamps at IKEA.
Yeah.
IKEA, so maybe he could find one he likes there.
Nice.
Yeah, without, like, you know...
the genie
all the
thing.
All the nasty stuff that he has to go through.
Right.
Yeah.
It's simpler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just easier. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And like electricity is a thing.
Yeah. Right. Well, now. Yeah.
Yeah. Now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else were you thinking about for Jafar?
I'm going to buy him a nice gift of beard oil. He has the best villain goatee you have ever seen.
Curly one.
And yeah. And that takes maintenance.
That's true.
You need some high quality beard oil to keep that up. Yeah.
I like it.
And this one's a bit tough to find, but I'm going to buy him the Aflac duck. Not only does it offer you reasonable insurance, it also would go along well with Iago.
Yeah, weird.
Kind of weird that way.
Weird. Yeah. This sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. Yeah.
Perfect.
I like it. Uh-huh. You know what? I was thinking that if I had Jafar, of course I don't. That's now your department. Uh-huh. I was kind of thinking along your lines of IKEA as gift card, but I was thinking more for an interior designer because now he's a genie.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though he has ultimate cosmic power, he also has an itty bitty living space.
Oh, so you need like a tiny house.
Exactly. A tiny house specific interior design.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Maybe some literature on it or some like storage solutions, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd probably appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Itty bitty living space.
Okay, so like any good Secret Santa, we ran into a little bit of a hitch.
Yep.
And someone got missed putting into the hat. So we were supposed to do 5 each, and we forgot to put in Cruella de Vil.
Yes, and
into the list. Yeah,
you mean me?
Yeah, well, whatever. we're not naming names. We're not the villains here. We're trying to spread Christmas cheer.
Right, right, right.
So, what are you gonna buy for Cruella?
I'm gonna buy Cruella a faux fur coat.
Oh,
she doesn't need to kill puppies to look fabulous.
Yeah, they have good faux fur.
Totally.
And, it's not a real fur coat. That's cruel.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. But now if I wasn't too sure about her size or something like that, I might go for maybe some Nicorette or a stop smoking patch or maybe some hypnosis playlists and stuff like that.
Smoking's bad for you, kitties.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's get her over this
and
habit.
It's not good on your teeth either.
You know what? It also probably is helping make her a little cranky.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? So, really, we just want her feeling better. So, let's get her stop smoking.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, speaking of improving Cruella de Vil here, driving lessons, woman.
Oh, she's not good at driving.
No. Again, woman's got some rage. Mm-hmm. She needs to calm down a little bit and be a little bit more zen behind the wheel. So I think some driving lessons would help her a lot in this endeavor.
That's pretty good.
Now, would you get her?
I think she'd be happy with those gifts. Mm-hmm. But if she was on my list, I would get her a copy of Old Yeller. Because if that doesn't change her mind about dogs, nothing will. She's a lost cause. Old Yeller.
Too soon.
Okay.
So that brings us to the end of our list. That was actually a lot of fun shopping for these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I like that we went villains and not princesses.
Yeah, those princesses, they have everything.
You know what?
They
exactly. They get the happy ending already.
They get the happy ending. These villains are hard done by
exactly.
and stabbed and all sorts
right
of horrible
by
things.
By a boat.
By a boat, yes. I think you like Ursula. I think
Ursula.
That's what we're getting. Yeah, okay.
And, you know, the princesses don't need the Christmas cheer quite as much as the villains do.
No, they already have it.
Exactly.
I mean, you watch the Christmas special editions of Beauty and the Beast and stuff like that.
They're there already.
They already have Christmas happiness.
Speaking of a great Christmas villain, the best part of Beauty and the Beast Enchanted Christmas is definitely Forte the Piano, who's voiced by Tim Curry.
Ah, yes.
Anything Tim Curry is in is amazing. So while we're talking Disney villains and Christmas, we should probably give a shout out to him.
Yes.
Well, awesome.
I mean,
for
no other
reason.
We don't
need to
reason.
Get him a gift. He's
no, he's just
so
awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That he's
okay.
Just already.
Cool.
He doesn't need any more spirit.
So, should we do some trivia now?
You know what? We should probably do some trivia. I think first
we
need to review your answers from last time. Last time we were talking Hamilton.
Do we have to?
You know what? You didn't get them all wrong.
Oh.
Are you surprised?
I am. Those were some tough questions.
Oh, well, you knew one of
and
them.
And I was so wrapped up in the Hamilton-ness of it all. I wasn't thinking clearly.
Yeah, that's...
And by that, I mean whiskey.
Yeah, the Hamilton-ness of it all.
Yeah. I had another round
that's
tonight.
True. You had... And then another round tonight. So I asked you three questions about Hamilton.
Okay.
Okay. The first question I asked you was, what other role, when Lin-Manuel Miranda was writing the play, what other role did he want, or did he at least consider playing for himself? This is what you said.
Aaron Burr.
And this is the question you got right.
Yay!
Yes, you said both either Aaron Burr or George Washington. It was Aaron Burr. He did think about playing Aaron Burr.
Cover the bases there.
Yeah, like let's name all of the characters.
I could have done that. Yeah.
It wasn't Peggy.
No.
He didn't think about playing Peggy, weirdly enough.
Weird.
Yeah. Okay, so my next question was, how long did it take Lin-Manuel Miranda to write the song My Shot? Just that one song, how long did it take? This is what you said.
18 months. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, you were close. It took at least a year, he's quoted as saying. So I think it's just over. So you're.
I'm gonna give myself that one.
You can give yourself that one, but yeah. It's not correct. It was just over a year.
Yeah. Okay. Like 18 months is just over a year.
No, that's a year and a half.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
So, yeah.
Hooray! Can, 2 out of 3.
No, I think just.
I got the meat. I got the meatloaf.
That ain't bad.
Yeah.
Except you only got 1 out of 3.
Nah, no. 2 out of 3.
And then the last question.
Yeah.
Is what is considered the only spoken scene in the play?
Uh-huh,
like sometimes they speak like a line or something, but this one was like the scene. And this is what you said.
When Philip dies, they're kind of speaking then.
And you know, you weren't far off. Because the only spoken scene is considered to be when he finds out about John Lauren's death. She comes in with a letter.
The same
Eliza.
Actor dying.
Yeah, yeah.
But wrong.
Not Philip.
Act.
Instead, John Lauren. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's close. Yeah. You know what? I am feeling better about myself now.
Yeah, so they're talking about the letter and stuff like that. That's pretty much it. Good job.
Cool.
Now it's your turn to ask me.
Excellent.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, you should be. So we've been talking a lot about villains, buying them Christmas presents and stuff.
That's
this episode.
So nice of us.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some Disney villain trivia.
Oh, I'm actually not too scared about this, which means if I get it wrong, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
The first question is,
I'm ready.
What Disney villain has the highest body count?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
Kind of morbid, but
interesting.
Yeah, which one?
Oh, my goodness. So now I'm like going through all the villains in my head, but I'm trying to do it super quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to start playing the Jeopardy music.
You're going to start playing like Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so let's see the highest body count by the end of the film. Are we including things like sequels or like spin-offs, anything?
Any Disney movie.
Any Disney movie.
Disney animated movie.
Well, any Disney animated movie, which one would have the highest body count? I don't know. I'm thinking it's got to be something obscure. Like, what about the Horned King from Black Cauldron?
That is an interesting guess.
Yeah, well, I was originally going to go Ratigan, but I'm thinking Horned King. There's a lot of, like, it's tough, though, because he raises the dead and then a bunch of them die. But that wasn't his fault. So, can you die after you're already dead? You know, but there were a lot of minions who died in that.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm gonna Horned King, Black Cauldron. The only thing with that, I know Disney likes to forget that movie exists.
Right.
So that might not be
for trivia. That's not true. So.
Okay. All right. That's gonna be final answer. Yeah, I'm gonna go with it.
Final answer. Okay.
Going obscure.
Question two.
Okay.
Who was the first male villain in a princess movie?
The first
princess movie.
Princess movie. Okay.
So we're not talking like the Hunter and Bambi or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Right.
Princess movie.
Okay. All right. So then it's got to be. It's got to be Jafar.
Okay. You going with Jafar?
You pause. That makes me think I'm wrong. I'm going to go with Jafar though.
No, I'm just pausing so you can edit better.
Okay. I'm going to go with Jafar.
Going to go with Jafar.
Yeah. That seems like super recent, but I'm going like through the princesses. I mean, then your other problem is you have princesses who aren't official princesses. Like I just said, Black Cauldron. And then you have the Horned King as a male, but Princess Elowen, I don't know how to say her name, is since the fact that I don't know how to say her name properly, right. She's
Black,
like...
Black Cauldron would not be a princess film.
Right, so even though you have a princess in it, it's not really a princess film. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the stumbling block there.
Yes.
So I'm going to go Jafar.
I'm pretty sure that guy isn't really a guy.
Is he, like, human?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they use male pronouns, but he's not really human.
He's not human, yeah. So that wouldn't really count.
Right.
Anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Jafar.
Okay. And... Mm-hmm. Throwing back to your evil question about Lady Tremaine.
It's not evil. It's common knowledge.
Yeah. What is the evil queen from Snow White's real name?
Do you know what's terrible? Is I saw this like 2 days ago and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. And then I knew it and now I don't know it anymore.
Oh.
Let me just...
Well, just throw out
queen...
a wild guess.
No, it's like some old name. You really enjoy some that old, I don't know this.
Some old name.
Queen. Maybe they, like, used the name again later, because it's not actually said in the film.
It is not said in the film, no. It was only,
like,
released in, like, promotional materials.
So I was thinking of the Donald Duck cartoon and Witch Hilda. Maybe her name was Queen Hilda. Like,
okay.
Maybe they used her name again later as,
right.
like, a little nod to that. Mm-hmm. It's wrong, but I'm going to go with it.
Okay.
Oh, good boy.
Good stuff.
So rough.
So, yeah, just tune in next week and we'll give out the answers.
Yes, and if you think you know what the answers are better than me...
Probably.
That's not great. Feel free to contact us on any of our social media platforms. So that brings us to the end of our show for today. Thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for our awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on all social media platforms, basically.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. We'd love to hear from you, and we are very curious about your answers to our trivia questions.
We're not on the chatty snaps.
We're not on the chatty snaps. I think we're a little old for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically anything that's super popular among my students, I'm not into.
Fair.
That's
fair. Yeah.
You can also find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, all the podcasts.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Review our podcast, subscribe. If you know someone who might like the podcast, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. We're trying to expand our reach, and that would help us out a lot.
Woo!
Yeah, absolutely. So join us every Monday. Next week, we are going to chat. You know, it's the season for Christmas. We're talking Christmas gifts. Next week, we're going to talk more Christmas stuff. Disney and Christmas.
Hmm.
So join us when we do that. So
interesting.
Yeah. Until then, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.